Now he says here in verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Now, God's demonstrated his love, and therefore you and I ought to love on that plane. He puts in, beloved, if God so loved us, it carries our minds back here in his love that God gave his son for us. He loved us enough to give his son as a propitiation for our sins. Now, if we love them which love us, or there's some motive for us loving, there's no value in that. The Lord Jesus said, if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? Now, we ought to love one another. And I like that in there because when he says ought, he means it. He means that this is not a cheap sentiment that a great many people entertain today. But he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, if you really love him, he says, keep his commandments. And this is my commandment, he says, that you love one another. How about it, friend? You mean to tell me that you can hate Christians down here and still love God? And I want to say this to you very frankly today. If you cannot demonstrate in your life that you have love for other believers, there's a serious question of whether you are a child of God or not. A serious question of whether you actually are a child of God. There's a lot of nonsense going on today. And it's not backslapping that we're talking about, or calling somebody brother and in the church being so nice. But do you have a concern for believers? Do you have a concern today to get out his word? Do you have a concern to serve him? That's the thing that is important. The Lord Jesus could even say on the cross, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they do. And the first martyr of the church said the same thing. Stephen said, can you forgive like that today? Are you able to forgive those that have hurt you and harmed you and they profess to be children of God? Well, I want to tell you, if they can't return your love, there's some question about whether they're a child of God or not. That is the real test. That's the acid test. And this hurts, doesn't it? Because we don't hear this in these little seminars, these little group meetings where we talk about how to live the Christian life and how to get along with your wife. My friend, here's the bedrock of all of it. Do you love him? And then do you love other believers?